DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, your Cavaliers. We're going to switch gears here, by the way. I told you Ron Darling was coming up. Ron had to switch, so Ron's going to join us at noon. Is that correct then, Dan? I just want to make sure I'm on the same page. Yeah, I think so. Ron's going to join us.
Yes, that is correct. He is going to move to noon. Sorry, we got a lot of moving parts going.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just
making
sure.
Yeah, you're going to want to lock in at 11:40 and just stay here because it's going to be awesome.
Well, how about locking in at 11:03 and staying here? We like those people too. We're big fans of you.
No.
Dan Hughes, former Rockers head coach. We're going to talk about the new Cleveland WNBA women's basketball team, so he would know better than anybody else. Would you say he's the
fifth winningest is an interesting word, too, isn't it?
Percentage-wise? Is that
total wins.
Total wins, oh. Yeah,
former coach of the Rockers.
Oh, yeah.
The San Antonio franchise.
Yes.
What were they called? And then the Seattle Storm, where he won a WNBA championship.
So Dan's going to join us a little bit later in the show, and a legend in the state of Ohio when it comes to basketball, both men's and women's. June Lee is going to join us at 12:20. Story in the New York Times.
Boom, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got Ron Darling at noon. So lock in, and we're going to have a lot of fun, coming up here a little bit later in the show. But I do want to talk about NBA free agency while we're here right now. So let's start with one of the big moves for the Cavaliers. Let's talk Cavaliers first. Ty Jerome is no longer on the team. We knew he was a free agent. We all kind of knew where he was going to go. There was talk that if the Cavaliers wanted to stay with him with the second apron, that they were looking at paying $80 million for the total package.
Not a lot of money.
Not that Ty would have got $80 million, but the cap penalty would have just been close to $80 million on the entire deal. So Ty Jerome now finds himself off to the Memphis Grizzlies. And then the other big move, obviously, was the Lonzo Ball trade with the Bulls sending Isaac Okoro to Chicago. They also re-signed Sam Merrill to a four-year contract. Did I miss anything with the Cavs today? I think that's pretty much it. That's what we've seen in the last 72 hours, I would say, with the Cavaliers.
That's it, yeah.
All right, so let's start here. Let's begin here with the Cavaliers. What do you think of these moves so far, Jeff?
I like the Lonzo Ball idea.
Okay.
If he can stay healthy, great. I like the idea. I think he's a much better fit, especially considering they have two young guys who are 6'5 and 6'6 who, in theory, can seamlessly replace Isaac Okoro and add more offense to the team. But you have to develop those guys. They have to be able to play. And my guess is we'll see them during the summer league and see what happens. And then they go from there. Again, Lonzo Ball, I think, is a really nice fit in the backcourt if he's healthy. And I'm sorry to see Ty Jerome go because I thought he did a very nice job here. I'm glad Sam Merrill's back. Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. It's about the same money. It was 3 years, $28 million, I believe, for Ty Jerome, and 4 years, $38 million for Sam Merrill. And so that's about $9 million a year per guy.
So do you think that they just sat there and said, we got to make a choice?
It seems like you chose Sam Merrill over Ty Jerome. If that's not the case.
And if they're in the second apron, is he going to cost them $80
million? I'm wondering about that. I don't know that.
I mean, I haven't really thought about that until just now because we've always kind of tied that to Ty.
Nice.
For Ty Jerome going to Memphis and what he would have cost to stay here in Cleveland. If you had your choice, Merrill or Jerome, then the Cavs did. They chose to go with Merrill on a four-year deal. Now, Jerome probably, I'm still wondering what other offers Jerome may have had outside of Memphis. You would assume that he probably took the best one, right?
I would think so.
As far as finances are concerned.
This is his chance to get paid, Andy.
Yeah. What does this mean for the team? So now you're...
It means they're going to have
Lonzo Ball and Sam Merrill back.
They're going to have to rebuild their bench. And they can. They have guys there. What you have to do is develop them. They didn't play Tyson much last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for good reason. They had other guys, and he was a young guy coming around. I do think it's interesting that Sam Merrill and Ty Jerome got about the same money.
One got one more year, though, right? Merrill got one more year.
Which maybe Jerome didn't want.
There's also, Jeff, talk about Al Horford. What do you think of it? There's even the talk of Al Horford coming to the Cavaliers.
He'd be an upgrade over Tristan.
And that's the end of it?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Horford's numbers over the last couple of years. I mean, he's a few seasons away from averaging, double-digit points, if that matters to you. 21-22 with the Celtics. He averaged 10.2 points per game. He's back to about 9 now, and he's also, minutes-wise, he went from 29 to 27 per
game. Well, he's pushing 40, isn't he?
Yeah.
At some point, guys who are pushing 40 suddenly aren't pushing very much anymore.
He's 39, but his numbers didn't...
Oh, he's got a nice outside shot.
Well, and his numbers didn't really change much over the last... I mean, he has been unbelievably consistent for what you want. You go back and look at his last four seasons, he's given you 60-plus games a year.
But he's not here. Just until he's here, don't...
Well, how does he fit? What do you think of the fit?
They're also...
Is he not?
They need another big. So
he'll play.
He'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you, but he's not here yet, so...
I mean, you look at his numbers, he has averaged no less than, and last year was his longest year, it was his shortest time on the floor, 26.8 minutes per game.
I would look forward to it because that would mean Tito would be in town. We'd have Tito back.
If we have Al Horford back?
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad is Tito Horford.
No, I get that part of it. I'm just
Tito's fun.
216-474-0092. All right, so as far as the Cavaliers are concerned, what are we expecting them to do next, my friend?
Sit back and wait, see who falls through the cracks, and they can sign for a minimum. They don't have a lot of wiggle room. They don't have a lot they can do. There's a reason they didn't jump out and sign any free agents yesterday.
Are they going to be an older bench then? I don't know how else you...
No, they're going to be a combination of maybe a guy on a vet minimum.
And guys they drafted?
Young guys that they have to develop. There's nothing wrong with developing guys. That's the key to the whole thing. But they didn't do it with Amani Bates. That didn't work. Dean Wade became a player that I thought helped them. And hopefully Dean is back. But his contract, I believe, is not fully guaranteed. It's like $6 million something, and it's not fully guaranteed. They could move him. There are two ways for this team to really get better, Andy. Develop from within, get better from within, or make a trade. How do you think Isaac Okoro felt forever, by the way? Core four. Hey, wait a minute. I was a fifth overall pick.
Because he never really fit into that world.
It's because he never played into that world.
Offensively, especially.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I think about what a year in or 2 years, they automatically labeled him as defensive specialist.
Yeah.
Even if he had an offensive game, no one was going to look at him that way anymore. I'm looking through the Cavs roster and I'm still trying to figure out how this gets better. And, you know,
they're not in bad shape. Let's be serious here.
But can it get better?
Yeah, they can get better, but they're going to have to get better by being patient and bringing guys along. Right? They're Tyson and Proctor are the guys that they're going to have to bring along. And if those guys step up, great. That'd be terrific. And I think they can. I like Tyson. I think he's shown some things. I think he could be a really interesting player for them.
Man, Lonzo Ball looks like a bargain at $10 million.
Yeah, except he doesn't play.
Well, as long as he's healthy, that's a tremendous bargain at $10
million. Okay. He's played 32 games, I think it is, in 3 years. I hope that it's a Zydrunas Ilgauskas situation, where Zydrunas missed a serious amount of time.
Or a Ty Jerome,
To get right. And missed a lot of time. I think Z played basically one of his first 4 years in the league. That was it. But then when he was right, he was really good. Zydrunas was a terrific player. One of four centers that Shaq says he couldn't guard very well. Gave him fits.
What do you think about the Cavs and what they're doing right now? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Again, I think their hands are tied behind their back because of the second apron. Your moves again for this team. You know, Ty Jerome leaves, goes to Memphis. Cavaliers pick up Lonzo Ball from the Bulls, and then they send Isaac Okoro to Chicago, and then they also picked up Sam Merrill. So they decided to keep Sam Merrill, and he now signs a 4-year contract. So that's where they kind of stand on what's going forward. By the way, you brought up Tristan. Is there any chance they bring him back on a minimum? I would think that he would sign a minimum if that's what they want from him. I mean,
I think they need an upgrade.
Whoa.
What's the whoa?
Shem Charania, ESPN. Yeah. Free agent center Miles Turner has agreed to a 4-year, $107 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, baby.
Player option in year 4. Woo-hoo.
Okay, so what does that do? It means Giannis is saying, oh, wait a minute. Okay, thank you. They just lost Brook Lopez to the Clippers. Miles Turner is an upgrade over Brook Lopez. So Milwaukee, everybody's been ignoring Milwaukee, correct? Nobody's been saying Milwaukee's a threat in the East.
Well, no,
Milwaukee just became a threat in the East, if they weren't already, and I think they were. So you're going to have Miles Turner there, upgrade over Brook Lopez. You're going to have Giannis. They just re-signed Bobby Portis. They just re-signed Kevin Porter. I like that move for them. That's a nice move. And what does it do? It hurts Indiana. Indiana now doesn't have Halliburton, and they don't have Turner off a team that went to the NBA Finals. Two of their critical guys. Halliburton will be back, but probably not next year.
So does Milwaukee replace then Indiana as far as where you thought teams were going next year, in your mind?
No.
And where does
I never counted Milwaukee out. They have Giannis.
But you would have thought of... Would you have thought of Indiana over Milwaukee prior to?
No, not without Halliburton. What it does, Andy, you had two franchises that you thought, okay, neither one of those teams is going to beat the Cavs next year. And now you have a franchise that you think, yeah, they might give the Cavs a real run. So I think that move alone elevates Milwaukee into the New York Knicks, Cavaliers, Orlando, Milwaukee, Detroit. Detroit brought in Caris LeVert.
Saw that. Miles Turner.
Good move for them.
Looks like Miles Turner agrees to a 4-year, $107 million contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. How does that change the shape of the Eastern Conference in the NBA? Plus, we'll go through the rest of free agency, and we've got a ton of great interviews coming up. Ron Darling's going to talk baseball with us as the Guardians and Cubs play on TBS tonight. Dan Hughes, the former Rockers coach, is going to join us. Jun Lee has a huge piece in the New York Times about the expense of being a fan. All straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm just looking at all these things that are flying around the NBA right now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder reached a $285 million extension. That is just one of the gigantic headlines that's floating around. What'd you say?
I said, that's silly.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, when you talk about the money that's involved in that, $75 million a year. Wow. Unbelievable. But that's not the only story going on. So I want to let you know we're going to have Dan Hughes coming up at 11:40, former Rockers head coach. Ron Darling's going to join us, June Lee, right after that. So we got a ton of great interviews coming up. But let's get caught up on all of these things that are going on with NBA free agency, the latest signings. You know, you got all kinds of news going on. So we're going to kind of like rapid fire a little bit of this, or we're going to round it up. So help me out, brother. Help me out.
Oh, no. It's not a rapid fire.
I know.
This is a round.
Oh, yeah.
This is a roundup, my friend. We do this because we enjoy the whip crack noise more than anything else.
That is true.
Yep. That's why we do it.
Right. We do.
All right, let's begin with the news that is just coming down, courtesy of Shams Charania of ESPN. The Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner, sources tell ESPN. The Bucks found a creative path to waive and stretch Lillard, according to Shams, whose $113 million will be stretched over the next five seasons, and will leaving their future draft assets untouched.
Wow.
Interesting. Interesting. Wow. Interesting.
Now, see, these guys make a ton of money, and it's a, you know, it's a wonderful life. Wonderful for them. Wonderful for their bankers. But here's Damian Lillard, 34 years old, tears his Achilles, he's going to get his money. Mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for him.
Right.
But now he doesn't have a team. He's going to have his money waived out. Maybe somebody will sign him and let him rehab with them. Otherwise, he's rehabbing on his own. That's just tough. You know, guy tore his Achilles. Now he's out. That's tough.
Do we have any idea when he's coming back? Full season? Is it?
Well, I would think it's...
I guess it'd be a full season, but that's a guess.
It's like Halliburton and it's like Tatum. Yeah. And I would think with Lillard that it's less likely that he comes back more quickly because he's an older guy.
True. Good point. Good point. Ah. Wow, that is very, very interesting.
Hey, but now think about it. It's a cold business. We know that.
Yeah.
Good for Milwaukee. They figured out a way to make this work. You're not going to have Lillard next year. Well, now you have figured out a way to improve your team and make it not hurt so much financially. So I think Miles Turner is a really nice fit for them. And they've been talking about trading Miles Turner out of Indiana for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now they didn't trade him. They lost him in free agency. So there you end up getting
maybe he got the last laugh.
Talked about forever. Yeah.
It's kind of weird that Indy didn't re-sign him. I would have thought that they would have invested in that one.
Me too.
Especially after what we just watched.
Yeah, that's funky.
Now what do they do?
If you're a Pacers fan, you're a little bummed out.
You're darn right you are.
Oh.
Halliburton's out for a year and you lose Miles Turner. By the way, was money during the playoffs, wasn't he? He hit that three like crazy.
Seems like two teams taking a gap year between them and the Celtics. You know, we're gonna go backpack throughout the Alps.
Which is why it's opportunity for the Cavs.
Almost 16, 6.5 rebounds a game. Two blocks a game, too.
Jordan Clarkson expected to sign with the New York Knicks after he clears waivers for a veteran minimum. Jeff, what do you think of that?
Dan, you know what I think about it because you and I had a debate about it before the show.
I know. I was setting you up to do it. I know.
The New York Knicks are better with Jordan Clarkson. And if you need proof of that, remember what he did here in Cleveland. Jordan is not... He's nobody's superstar player. He is going to come off the bench in New York, assuming they get the coaching situation right, and give them instant offense off the bench. He'll be a really nice player coming off the bench for the New York Knicks. I mean, think about the team they have. Bridges, Brunson, Hart. Clarkson is the fourth guy there in that rotation. I like that an awful lot for the Knicks. I like Jordan Clarkson. Jordan's a good guy, and I think he can flat out play, man. He can shoot. He can score. He can score the basketball.
I'm okay with it. I mean, like, I don't have huge passion behind this whole. Does he make the Knicks
better? Yes.
Yeah, but is it enough to take him to the next level?
Yes.
He's a former Cavalier.
Yeah, I know.
No, we toss that in there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's not why it's
in here.
That's not what it is, though. See, here's the thing: the Knicks have. Unless the Knicks make changes, and there's been rumblings about trading Karl Anthony Towns. If they bring back their starting five, well, what do you do? Then you've got to supplement your bench. You've got to make your bench better. That makes their bench better. The Cavaliers could use a guy like Jordan Clarkson. He'd be terrific here.
Well, a team has definitely decided to invest in the entire team, including the bench, and that is the Atlanta Hawks. So we're just going to lump it together. Nikhil Alexander-Walker on a four-year, $62 million deal to the Hawks, going from the Timberwolves to the Hawks. Adding sharpshooter Luke Kennard as well from
Middletown, Ohio.
That's right. He is from Middletown, Ohio.
Duke. Thank you. He can shoot, by the way.
I was
going
to say, Hawks move?
That dude can shoot. Yeah. And what did the Hawks do? They added some rotational pieces. That's unless we get some really big trades here, that's what teams are going to do. I think, honestly, look at the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee signing Miles Turner got better. And you're going to get to this one, I'm sure, so I'll just throw it out. Detroit getting Caris LeVert got better.
It's coming.
The Knicks getting Jordan Clarkson got better. The Hawks getting Kennard.
You talk about Orlando?
Orlando's already better.
Yeah.
Knicks getting Kennard and Alexander. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then it's Mikhail Alexander. What's his last name? The last one.
Walker.
Yeah, Walker. And they're cousins. Yeah, they're cousins. They just get the Hawks just got better. So other teams in the East improving as well. Cavs are going to have to get better by getting lucky with some vet minimums or guys who fall through the cracks and developing from within, which is very possible.
Hmm. Next.
So no thought, you're not scared of the Hawks? Kaka?
Yeah.
Scared of the Hawks?
You mean as a Cavs fan or just in general in the
Cavs
East?
Cavs fan.
They're better.
Kaka.
They're better. And, you know, I started thinking a little bit more about what Jeff said. And I was just like, maybe he's right. You know, especially if the Knicks need to improve on that bench. And
Knicks added a player.
Yeah, the Knicks did add a player.
Remember, though, Tom Thibodeau didn't play his bench. New coach is going to play his bench. Jordan Clarkson's going to get some minutes.
Yeah.
You brought up Caris LeVert, so then let's head there next, and then we'll get to the big trade.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to the league, is one of those ooh type trades. Caris LeVert going back with his old buddy JB Bickerstaff to the Detroit Pistons on a deal. What does that do anything? Do you like that move for the Pistons?
Have I mentioned how much I have always liked Caris LeVert?
He loves
once or twice.
Yeah.
Caris LeVert is a good player, and he will make the Detroit Pistons better. He'll help them. Again, they've added a rotational piece. That's what's going on here. Just because Boston's not going to be there this year, just because Indiana's not going to be there this year, and I would assume, by the way, I would be stunned if Boston doesn't roll out a team that can finish in the top five in the conference. I'd be stunned. And if they can do that, and if by any chance Jason Tatum can come back, they could be ready for the playoffs. But there are other teams in the East that are going to make a little jump next year. And Detroit just might be one of them.
Don't you, with Detroit, do you wonder how much the Beasley thing just said, okay, we've got to go get LeVert, right?
Oh, I...
Or were they planning on doing it anyway? Wouldn't it matter?
I have no idea. But I just think Caris can help them.
I'm with Andy. How can A not lead to B?
I think so. I think the Beasley deal made them say, you know, we better get something. We better do this quick.
Yeah.
You know,
Beasley's, but I wouldn't have been surprised if they had brought in LeVert anyway.
Yeah, the Bickerstaff part of that makes me think that Jeff might be right on that. Because LeVert and Bickerstaff, we'll but Detroit's—I just feel like
Caris is only 30, man.
Oh yeah,
he's got a lot of basketball ahead of him, and he's a good player. I wish you were still here.
He makes you better.
I wish you were still here.
Empty calories, like we would talk about with Jordan Clarkson.
Doesn't it feel like everybody but Indiana is getting better? Or are we just sitting here around the outside looking?
Dan thinks Jordan Clarkson's empty calories. Disagree.
I think he's empty calories.
Disagree. By the way, did you know when Jordan Clarkson played for the Lakers, he had no tattoos?
I was just looking that up. It's not in stats, though. I was looking. Tats is not the last stat.
He has
rebounds.
He's a really nice guy.
Assists,
teammates
blocks,
love that dude. He plays a type of game that I always look at and go, all right, you're giving me points. I appreciate that. You do need points to win games, but you're not giving me a whole lot else.
Dan's a hater.
Dan's not a hater.
Sure. Cam Johnson going from the Brooklyn Nets to the Denver Nuggets for Michael Porter Jr. And then the Nuggets turning around and signing Bruce Brown to a veteran minimum contract. This to me is like the big move thus far. I look at this and I'm like,
that's a trade right there.
That's a big boy trade. And Denver's just went and made some noise when they typically have not done such things. That's a big one. Also, a 2032 first-round pick, unprotected, heading to the Nets, which we all could be underwater by then. So, who knows?
Okay, that's a cheery thought.
So much fun you are.
I think Michael Porter
Jr. We could be
Porter
playing basketball on Mars. I don't know.
Michael
it's 2032.
Porter.
It's funny you should say that because Cam Johnson's from Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
Michael Porter Jr. is a good player. I think Cam Johnson's a lot better player. And I think he will be a really nice addition to what Denver has going out there. Put him with Jamal Murray and Jokic. Aaron Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like being on this roundup, man. Look at all this stuff going on in the NBA. It's crazy. All right. You got anything else or no? We good? Oh.
All right. We'll toss one in really quick. And it's a Colin Sexton trade that took place. Colin Sexton heading to the Hornets, and a second round pick, the Jazz getting Yusuf Nurkic back. Just quick thoughts on Colin Sexton to the Hornets.
He'll score points there. I like Jordan Clarkson more than Colin, actually. And Colin I like a lot. Colin's a bulldog of a player. If you're looking for empty points, Dan, I don't know, maybe Colin's more your guy than Jordan Clarkson. By the way, Cavs took Colin Sexton.
Good ahead. No one wins when you play this game.
Ahead of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Wheel of Regret. Boom, 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 boom. Is that it? Yeah, that's it.
I feel like the dentist. That's what I feel like I just did for you was the dentist. Are you done?
That's what it felt like.
Don't go anywhere else. Are you done?
This Novocaine's starting to wear off. I feel like I just walked off the set of the Blues Brothers after they were playing behind that fence. All those beer bottles coming at him. It wasn't fun.
Thank you.
Right. Dan Hughes. He's going to help us break down what yesterday's announcement for Cleveland meant. Now that we're back in the WNBA. Back in the WNBA. Next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Last time I had a chance to catch up with him, I was down at the Girls State Basketball Championships in Dayton, and we all knew him and loved him when he was coaching here for the Cleveland Rockers, went on to have great success, especially in Seattle, and now with the announcement from yesterday that Cleveland will be a WNBA city once again, we thought this is the appropriate time to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, Dan Hughes on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How'd I do? Was that a good intro?
Oh, the best.
How are you?
Hi, Dan.
How you doing, guys? I'm great. I'm doing good back in Ohio. So enjoying this lovely weather that we have.
A little bit of drizzle. We can live with it. It's okay. Hey, what'd you think yesterday? What'd you think yesterday when we heard that the WNBA is coming back? I think they should be called the Rockers, but we're not there yet. But your thoughts?
Well, I have to give credit. I was walking with my wife. And all of a sudden, something was happening. I could tell. So I picked my phone up and I read that, they're going to have a press conference to announce all these things. So I reached out to Kathy Engelbert, the president of the league. And I said, thank you, for bringing it back to Cleveland. And she said, Dan, this is a historic day. And that's exactly what went down. It's a historic day, I think, for Cleveland, for the WNBA, and for people like Dan Hughes who love both of those.
Dan, were you surprised, and I want to go back a little bit, were you surprised when the Rockers, the first go-round, went away? When a league is starting and coming around, things happen, teams go. Detroit also, was around, and then Detroit left, and Detroit's getting an expansion team a year after Cleveland does. But I thought it was weird when the Rockers went away the first time.
Yeah, I was floored. We had been in a great playoff series with Detroit, of all people, had lost a close game at home, went on the road and beat them, and then Detroit beat us. I come home for the game, and Jim Paxson called me up to his office, and he said, Dan, I need to make you aware there's some discussion about the future of the Rockers. And it floored me. I guess maybe I was so basketball-oriented that I didn't read the tea leaves around me, but it floored me. And then in about a week, it was announced. It rocked my world, to be honest with you.
What did you think of the situation? I mean, I thought our fans were always good. To coach professional women's basketball in Cleveland, and for those folks that are going to be experiencing it for the first time when the team comes back, what can they expect from the crowds that we'll see here in Cleveland when they play?
Well, what I love about Cleveland, and I was fortunate to have coached in Charlotte. I coached in San Antonio for a long time and Seattle. They embrace a team that puts a product on the court that they can identify with. I've seen it time and time again in Cleveland. And the Rockers gave them that. We weren't a great team. We were a good team. And we had great moments. And the bond that I felt between the people who were there and the people that followed the Rockers was real. It just was real. And that's why I am so, so celebratory that this gets a chance now in 2025 to come back and blend those people that I remember and the new fans that have certainly come along with women's basketball.
Dan Hughes joining us, former head coach of the Cleveland Rockers and the San Antonio Silver Stars in Seattle, where you won a WNBA championship. The WNBA, Dan, has grown in popularity over the years, and right now, with some of the young talent that's come into the WNBA, I think really, really thriving and doing well. Two expansion teams next year, three coming ahead. Officiating the way the games are being called right now is something that is being discussed an awful lot. And it sometimes looks like it's a WWE match out there. Dan, what's going on, and does it need to be cleaned up?
I am a proponent of freedom of movement. Okay, let's just, you know, I think anybody who has followed my career, and I coached men for 20 years, you've got to have freedom of movement to create the beauty of the game.
Yep.
And it comes down to calling fouls. And I know there's good people in the administration of the officials, but the officials got to call fouls so that the game, because it's the same way in the NBA. And I'm reading a great book right now. I don't know what, it was odd yesterday. I read a sports book and I read a music book at the same time. Yeah. That's my life. And I finished a book by John Wooden, and I went to look at books that I hadn't had time to read along the way. And Terry Pluto did a book called Falling from Grace. Mm. And I'm reading that book right there. And he talked about in the late 90s after Jordan and that period where the game just got so physical and the offense was like advantage, disadvantage, physical kind of thing. And the beauty of the game and the grace of the game had been taken away. I'm just getting started into it, but it's a great time for me to read it. And I'm a big proponent of basketball is the most beautiful game that we have, but you can destroy it if it comes down to physical acts that don't allow freedom of movement. There's my speech, and I'm sorry, but that's a pulpit that I love to get off.
That's okay. I get on the same one when I talk about six fouls and how basketball is the only game that you can be kicked out of through naturally playing the game without doing something flagrant. Yeah. Like that drives me crazy with the NBA stuff, but that's another story for another day. Dan, just when we look at the growth of the league now and where we're at with the league, and I think about like the origins of this league. Oh, I don't know, all the way back to when the ABL was, you know, competing against the WNBA and where they were then. Where is the league now as far as this expansion and where you think they're going? And now we're seeing TV rights and now we're starting to get bigger superstars than maybe perhaps we had. And maybe they're just superstars in a different way. Where is this thing going?
Well, I'd like to think that it's going to a bigger and better place. I know there's more eyeballs on it. I know all those things are happening, but I will throw caution to the wind a little bit. I think we need – I'm a basketball person. I'm a person that is truly NBA, truly WNBA, truly men's, truly women's, and I think we have grown the game, and I feel a part of that. Even the players that played for me and before me and all that. And positioned the game to grow as I see it growing, but I think we got to be smart about cherishing the game and cherishing the opportunities. Money is important. Don't get me wrong, but love of the game. And I was in a period where a lot of the players were playing. You know, they weren't getting rich. They were playing because they loved the game. And we don't ever want to lose that. We don't want to lose that no matter how much money they make.
Dan, you had the opportunity to work with Becky Hammon for 8 years in San Antonio, and she's now the head coach in Vegas. Jenny Busick was a Cleveland Rocker before you became the coach of the team. We saw her on the bench with the Indiana Pacers. Becky, of course, longtime assistant in San Antonio. A lot of females coaching in the NBA right now. How long before a lady is a head coach of an NBA team? And what would it take for that to happen as far as communicating with the team? And do you see any issues there?
Well, the issue I have is it should have happened before now. Let's be serious. It should have happened before now. I think it could happen anytime. But it should have happened before now. Becky Hammon, come on. Let's just take her career and Dawn Staley, two of my point guards. You know, they both played point guard for me. But let's take Becky. You know, Becky played for me and had a incredible career in New York, but also in San Antonio. But the thing about Becky was the leadership and the basketball acumen that she had was so evident that Greg Popovich, who was in town and followed us and was a good friend and certainly somebody that changed the arc of my career by being around him, he said, I want Becky Hammon on my staff. And it all went down. You know, he came to me and we had talked about her and she spent 8 years with him. Okay. She was ready. And Pop and I were together in the Olympics in Tokyo. And we were flying over and I said, how's Beck doing, Pop? And he said, you know, Dan, she really wants to be a head coach, but nobody had given her a chance, just to be honest with you. So what does she do? She goes back to the WNBA and wins two championships, you know, in her first 2 years. I think she was ready to be a head coach, you know? And so, and then Dawn Staley, who was my point guard and who was the head coach, when we were at the Olympics together, I was on her staff. I'll tell you right now, I supposedly the Knicks had reached out to her. She could get the job done in a big way as well. No question in my mind.
That's awesome.
Hey, Dan, I know you've done some Olympic stuff. What are you up to now?
I live in Beaver Creek, Ohio. I drove my granddaughter to gymnastics. She's a very good gymnastics. I got my twin grandsons with me. You know, we're kind of playing. So I do a lot of grandfather things because I live close to that. My son is in the Air Force in South Korea, but I work for a company called V-Reps, which won what's called the launch pad with the NBA. So I'm going to the summer league. Cool. And, the beauty of that is we're getting honored out there. It's a virtual reality thing, which I don't understand. I'm their basketball advisor, so we have a lot of fun there. But I get to watch James Wade. James Wade was my assistant, and he's coaching the Toronto Raptors out there for the summer league. So I have a lot of basketball people that in the WNBA, four of the head coaches are my former assistants and three former players occupy the head coaching position. So I have a lot of joy watching their careers go on.
All right. So the next coaching thing you're going to take is your grandkids. Is that what you're trying to tell us? You're done? We're ready to have you come back here. So
I tell you what, I would do anything that Cleveland would ask me to do. That's one of the magic places of my life. But it is fun. But my grandkids, you know, I know basketball may skip a generation. They're in hockey, gymnastics, ooh, soccer. You'd think that basketball would get in there somewhere, you know?
You would, actually.
Somewhere.
That's awesome.
Dan, thank you as always. We love talking to you. We appreciate it and always giving us this perspective on, you know, and just on basketball in general. It doesn't matter who's playing it. Just we love talking to you and we appreciate it. And let's talk soon again.
We'll do it.
Thank you, Dan.
Guys. Thanks,
Take
Coach.
Care. Bye.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.